Because coach, definitely know he coach knows is too answer. Smart. He knows all this stuff. How are you, Coach? You're looking well. You're good. You're ready to roll. Semifinals, man. That's what it's all about.
It's good to be here tonight. I was really disappointed. I was on the DL last Friday night, and I missed a heck of a ball game over there at Rancho Bernardo. Mission Hills was able to pull out that win on Rancho Bernardo, but I'm glad to be here tonight. We got some good games around the county, and you know, you take a look at this game tonight. Carlsbad is a team, very interesting team, to be honest, guys, because they're a team I've been watching all year long. They're very well coached, Thad McNeil. They've got some senior leadership. They got one of the better defensive players in San Diego and a kid by the name of Asa Turner. He's committed to the University of Washington. I know he's been battling a little bit of a hamstring the last month or so, but, you know, he plays safety. They can move him to a linebacker. He'll play a little wide receiver. I mean, he's one of the best players in San Diego. And I think they've been getting better. You know, you look at Cathedral, they've had a great year. They lost their first game of the year to La Costa Canyon. Didn't look well. They'd not had a scrimmage prior to that game. But for the most part, they've been rolling through teams. And unfortunately, for their season, it's been kind of weird because they blew through what was supposed to be a pretty good Western League this year. Madison, I thought, had a little bit of a down year. They got eliminated last week in the playoffs. They had another game against Lincoln that was forfeited. So they haven't really played a meaningful game in some time, and they've only played 8 quarters in about the last month. So tonight, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they come out and how they're able to perform early in the game. I think it's going to be a really physical football game, though.
Now, who is the other semifinal matchup across the way?
Well, you can go right down the road, not too far, maybe about 3 miles. You got the number one team in the county, Torrey Pines, 9-0, and they're playing San Marcos, who's 8-1. What's interesting, Tony, is and Chris, you got – in this open division, they went from 8 teams down to 4 teams this year, and 3 of the 4 teams are out of the Avocado League, which is considered the toughest league in San Diego. Torrey went undefeated, 9-0. San Marcos, 8-1. I was at the game when they played, and the game at halftime, San Marcos was winning that ball game 10-7, and that was on the
Lightning night.
Lightning night, which I've never seen anything even remotely close to that. Where, you know, some leagues, the Avocado League ended up taking no contest. Some leagues played the next day. Some teams played, 3 days later on a Monday. So some teams ended up with 10 games. Some teams ended up with 9 games. So, it's going to be interesting. I think both these games tonight are going to be really, really interesting. And, of course, you got all the other divisions going tonight. I mean, there's some great football being played tonight.
Let me ask you a couple things about the setup for the playoffs. You mentioned it went from 8 teams to 4 in the open division. A, do you like that? B, I don't think anybody's going to argue with you that the Avocado League is, you know, heads and shoulders. But are they that great to get 3 of the 4 teams into the open division playoffs? Or are there some other teams that have a fair gripe in the sense that maybe too much is being made of the avocado? You know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly.
Too
what
much
you're
avocado.
Saying. Well, you know, they go on these power rankings, and I'm not a big power rankings guy. I'm the old eyeball test guy.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I think right now they may have gotten it right this year.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that was by luck or happenstance or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think they've gotten it right to this point. Only time will tell. The thing I do like, well, let me tell you what I don't like. I don't like having buys. I mean, as a player, as a coach, man, you want to play.
Especially not in high school.
I mean, you want to play.
Yeah.
Now, see, tonight, all 4 teams are coming off a bye last week.
Right.
So whoever wins tonight will play a week from tomorrow night at Southwestern College in the Open Championship.
Yeah.
Then they'll have another bye before the first round of the state playoffs. So they're going to play 2 games in 4 weeks. And, you know, you look at Cathedral, they've had a lot of time off to begin with. That can be good. That can be bad. You never know how high school kids are going to respond. We'll see. This is going to be a fun football game tonight.
Give us 2 guys to watch on each team.
Well, I think, obviously, you got to go on the offense with Cathedral. They got one of the better running backs in town, Sean Poma. He was their big workhorse 2 years ago when they won a state championship and they won 15-0. DJ Ralph, a quarterback. He's a junior. He transferred in from El Camino, a very, very good player. Hasn't had to throw the ball a lot this year, but when he's thrown it. And really, I think he's thrown it with more confidence since he's picked up the offense. He came in here, didn't really know the offense. But as he's gotten better with the offense, he's thrown the ball. ball a lot better. I think over on Carlsbad, I mentioned Asa Turner. Yeah. You know, hopefully that hamstring's healthy and he, you know, he can play at the level that you like. I think the other guys, the running back for Carlsbad, a young man by the name of Luke Armstrong, they've rushed the ball this year 233 times. He's carried it 110 times. So he's a guy.
He's a workhorse.
He's a workhorse. And
hey,
not,
what did John McKay say about Marcus Allen carrying a ball
48? Ricky Bell as well.
Or Ricky Bell carrying a ball 48. It's not that heavy.
It's not all that heavy. And the other thing about Luke Armstrong, Luke Armstrong's not afraid to get out of that backfield and try to get a linebacker or safety one-on-one out in the flat. So, you know, I think going to be a good game. I think it's going to probably come down to the physicality of Cathedral Catholic, because they are a very physical football team, and Carlsbad, they're more finesse, but they're a good team. They took Torrey Pines to overtime.
Well, that we had Jalen Dye on earlier, and that was one of the things he mentioned. He said looking at film, he doesn't look, Carlsbad wide receivers don't look like the physical type. That was his game plan today, was to get up, press, and see how they kind of react off of that.
Yeah, the Carlsbad receivers are pretty good athletes. They're tall and lean, more of a finesse group of guys, but they can catch the football. And they got a young quarterback by the name of Keone Quintana. He's a senior. They're all young to me, I guess.
Right. I'm young to you.
Yeah. He's a good football player. And Thad McNeil's their coach. He does an outstanding job. And I'm looking forward to this game. You know, we got so many good games tonight. I was saying last night on the high school show, you know, I remember growing up, and even later, long after I was out of high school and college, and, you know, you go back into the 90s, they used to play playoff games on Friday and Saturday. You know, they'd play like one bracket on Friday, another bracket, so the coaches that played on Friday could go watch the games on Saturday, and vice versa. They don't do that anymore, I think, because administrators don't like working on Saturday. And all you administrators out there, I love you. I love what you do for kids, but I would love to be able to go to more than one high school football game during the week, and I think a lot of people do that, you know, really follow high school sports.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is a touchy subject or not, but I'll ask it. Used to be when you got to the championship in San Diego County, you got to go play in the stadium, and that used to be a huge thing for these kids to go play in
a stadium that they watch on TV
Stadium or Qualcomm Stadium, whatever happened to that? And if I missed the story, I apologize for that.
But. Well, I don't know. I think every year it's a different story.
Okay.
The Chargers, first of all, I know there's people out there probably don't want to hear that name, but the Chargers used to bankroll a lot of that. And, you know, they're not here any longer. They bankroll the Spanos All-Star game that will be coming up in early December, and that's still the 29th year. I'm planning on going to that at Mesa College. But, you know, I think every year it's been a little bit different. Sometimes they've had other events. Sometimes there's been a problem with San Diego State playing there, you know. And so it's worked out down at Southwestern College. It's worked out really well. They played it 1 year at Escondido High School, which was a really fun event. And, you know, the difference when you go to a place like Southwestern, you know, the fans are huddled up. They're closer to the action. And it really presents a tremendous atmosphere. Sometimes at the stadium, the kids, it's great for the kids. It's not necessarily all that great for the fans.
No, the atmosphere was never great at the stadium, but I still think it was something all the kids just they lived for it the whole year long.
I still live every day to go down and watch Padres take batting practice, okay?
Of course.
Get tired of going down on the field.
I'm right there with you, Coach. I got to ask you a question that hits closer to home. I know my Poway Titans are taking on Mira Mesa tonight. What's the outlook on that? Because I know from what I've heard that we would be going to Poway next week if they can win this game.
Well, that's on the list. There's no question about it. And I got to tell you, that game tonight, that's a toss-up for me.
Really?
Well, Poway had a tough year last year. I mean, really tough year. And they've bounced back, and they're 8-2, and they're playing good football. And Mira Mesa, Chris Thompson came in.
Is that the quarterback?
No, he's the head coach. He'd been there, and he left, and he came back now as the head coach. He'd done a heck of a job. That game, it could go either way. And, you know, it may come down to the final possession of the ball game, but you know, if we're over there at Poway next week, I'll look forward to joining you guys that night. But a lot of good games tonight. I think another interesting game, and I don't know if Oceanside in Division One tonight can hang with East Lake. East Lake's the number two seed, and East Lake was a team that was vying to get in this open division. They're 9-1. Their only loss was in week one. They got shut out by Torrey Pines 13-0. But Oceanside's got one of the more electric players in the county, a kid by the name of Kyron Beecham. quarterback, and, you know, I don't know where he's going to go to college and what position he's going to play, but he's a really dynamic player.
Coach, let me ask you, obviously Lolita's has been fantastic, the great Mexican restaurant here in town, family-owned and operated, and just for putting a whole high school thing together. I remember we sat down 3-4 months ago, you right. and I and Lolita's people and our sales staff and Bob Bollinger and everybody, and I just didn't expect it to turn into what it has this year.
I
mean,
awesome.
Tony and I getting to come out on Friday nights, doing our shows out at all these high schools, getting to meet all the fans, all the kids, all the players and coaches. And, you know, now you and Braden getting to call these games. I mean, this is high school sports should get this kind of attention in our community. And I'm just really happy. And I think we owe some thanks to Lolita's for kind of kicking the whole thing off. But yourself as well and
yeah.
Braden, I mean, you guys – there is nobody who has more knowledge about high school sports than these two guys.
Coach,
call the game tonight.
Before
it's
you put this in motion, Chris and I had a conversation when our show first started, and I remember asking him about it. And we both were kind of like lukewarm. We didn't know how people would receive it. But the way this has been set up, I get compliments about it all the time. Literally since we started doing our first one in Grand Hills,
yep.
people love this. They love the fact that we are covering local high school sports, especially in the sport of football.
Well, you know, this has always been a labor of love for me. I mean, even if I wasn't on the radio, I was still going to high school football games. In fact, when I asked my wife to marry me, I said, you know, I was coaching at the time. We've been married over 35 years. We were sitting in a restaurant in Carlsbad, and it was like our first date. And I said, you know, if you and I were ever to, you know, get married, I'm going to coach. And I like to go to high school football games on Friday night. And this is the honest truth. She'll tell you that. And, you know, some 35-plus years later, I'm still going to Friday night football games. I love it as much
and
as ever.
And 35-plus years later, Kelly is still a saint.
She is a saint. You know, Chris, and you know my wife for a long time.
Absolutely.
All the stuff I've done in broadcasting, I could have never done it without her.
None of us can.
And
no.
the girls.
They help us so
and now
much.
My grandkids and that. I mean, I've been very blessed to have a supporting family. And before that, my mom and dad were behind me. And, you know, but this football and what we're doing out in the community, you know, you talk about Lolita's. I love those people. It probably helped that, you know, I probably did over 200 post-game shows for the Padres down there at Lolita's
and
eating
at least
those tacos.
Two chicken burritos every night.
And Randy Jones and I had more fun closing that place at midnight. And the people at Lolita's, I got to tell you, you know, at the end of the year, and you guys will have to come this year, we'll have a big banquet, you know, because all these players that we're giving these awards to each week, we're going to have a big banquet. And at that banquet, both there's going to be a male and female athlete that are going to be chosen out of all these wonderful athletes. Oh, and we got so many. I'm amazed every week when I'm trying to find these kids.
There's
so many worthy youngsters out there that are doing so many great things. But we're going to have this banquet, and Lolita's will give out a scholarship to a male athlete and to a female athlete. And you know, they're wonderful people. They're people that, you know, started out with a small family business and have made it into a tremendous business. And they care about our community. They care about what we're getting done on this radio station.
And it's terrific food too, by the way.
Not
absolutely
bad.
I spent my 2 years at for the Padres literally going there almost every day.
You know, I remember
I remember when I would look for you during the seventh inning stretch.
I was gone.
You were gone. You're
I remember when Phil Plantier and Alonzo Powell, two good friends and good coaches, were with the Padres, and they used to always tell me, you know, they'd get there so early. You know how early those hitting coaches now, Tony, get the ballpark? I mean,
yes.
they're there by, you know, 11:30 at the latest.
11:30, 12 o'clock.
And every day, first thing before they ever rolled into Petco Park, they had to roll into Lolita's to get their burrito and head to the ballpark.
Yep. Them and everybody else. All right, Coach, how about our Lolita's Players of the Week this week?
Okay, well, we got a couple of good ones, but you guys got to listen to these numbers. And Chris, I know you know a lot about volleyball. Right down the street it took place right here, the Torrey Pines defeated Cathedral Catholic 3-1 in the Open Division Championship last Saturday night. The lady that did the most damage was a young girl by the name of Delaney Maple. She's a junior at Torrey Pines, 5'11". She had 16 kills, 8 digs. Falcons, again, won that match 3-1. They improved to 32-3. They've tacked on another win this week in the state. They play again tomorrow night, so they're 33-3. They, with that win last Saturday night, they earned their 5th Open Division title in the last 6 years. And now, check this one out. You guys are going to love this one.
Wait, before you get to this one, I want to congratulate Delaney a little bit more, because you threw her stats out there. there's not a lot of volleyball players who give you 16 kills, which is your offense,
and then, get you
and
some
then
defense.
Give you 8 digs, yeah. which is your defense.
Not afraid to get her uni dirty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's very impressive.
Okay, now on the male side, and this is a great story because this kid missed 6 or 7 games this year with a broken collarbone. He's a junior quarterback out at Santana, Nathan Temple. Last Friday night in the first round of the CIF football playoffs, Santana set or tied a number of San Diego section and school records with a 76-55 victory over La Jolla Country Day. Nathan had a night.
Was that football?
Yeah.
And we had thinking we were talking basketball.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story here in a second, but I want to finish up his numbers. So he ended up going 24 for 30 for 532 yards and 7 touchdowns on only 24 receptions or completions,
right.
I should say.
Yeah.
He had a receiver that had like 5 touchdowns and 335 yards. But here's the kicker. We had his coach on last night, Tim Estes out at Santana. And when I brought him on the interview, I go, "Were you calling the offense or defense last week?" And he started laughing. He goes, "I call the offense." And I go, "How's your defensive coordinator doing?" He goes, "Did they show the kids the tape?" He goes, "No, we didn't show them the tape." And he goes, "During the game," he goes, "I'm sorry, we're not stopping them." He goes, "Don't worry, we're stopping them more than they're stopping us."
That's right.
So congratulations to 2 wonderful athletes. It'll be back again next year. Delaney Maple, volleyball star at Torrey Pines High School, and junior quarterback Nathan Temple at Santana High School.
By the way, Coach, you should turn around. While you've been doing this interview, I mean, hundreds of people are pouring in here to
Cathedral Catholic
High School for this game tonight. It is going to really be some scene here as Cathedral gets ready to take on Carlsbad in our Open Division semifinal and our broadcast of the high school football game of the week. You and Braden Soprano, we'll catch up with you in a little while, Coach.
Can't wait
from the booth.
Can't wait for toe to meet leather.
Toe to meet leather. Such a football coaching statement right there.
It was Ricky Bell, though, who he talked about carrying the ball wasn't heavy. I thought it was Marcus Allen.
No, it was Ricky Bell up at the in
USC.
Seattle against Washington. He carried
he remembers
it 51
where it was
times.
At too.
He carried it 51 times, and that was Robinson. They asked him, he goes, "Weren't you worried about overworking him?" And he looked at the writer. He goes, "Football's not that heavy."
That's right.
You know, right. What in the world would be said right now if a running back carried the ball 51
child abuse.
That would be the
child
first
abuse.
Story on ESPN Sports Center immediately. 51
yeah.
carries.
Can't
do
that.
They care about him?
Can't do that.
Hopefully he's hydrated.
It's just like a pitcher pitching twice in 1 week. You can't do that either, evidently, anymore.
No, there'll be an investigation on that one.
Investigation.
Coach, we thank you.
Coach, thanks
we'll
so
catch
much.
Up with you later in the show.
All right,
always,
gentlemen.
You are the man, the Coach John Quintero right there. All right, we got to get to our countdown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.